Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama, Dav Dalad. We will begin on Dav Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, the third word on the line, Ushmuel Nami. We have just concluded the saying of Tehillim, Le'ilu Nishmas, the Kedoshe Mumbai, today being Dalad Tevis, Wednesday, December 31st, 2008. And I would like to, just like we said, the Tehillim all over the world at 1 o'clock together. I would like to also have the learning of Torah together of the Daf Yomi, Le'ilu Nishmas, Gavriel Noach Ben Nachman Holzberg, Rivka Bashimon Holzberg, Arye Leibish Ben Nochem Ephraim Teitelbaum, Ben Sion Ben Chaim Dov Kruman, Nechama Bas Yaakov Elio Schwartzblatt, and Yecheved Bas Avram Orpaz, Hashem Yinkoim Domam. And we are Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We're in the middle of the sugya of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel that we learned at the end of yesterday's shir. The question is, what is the Av Nezokin of Mave? Rav said Mave is Adam, Shmuel said Mave is Shen, of Ashur. When he eats, lahanosoi, he enjoys while he's eating. The Gemara yesterday told us that the psukim don't exactly work out, neither like Rav nor like Shmuel. The Gemara wanted to know exactly why Rav did not hold of Shmuel, and the Gemara said that Rav says Mava means Adam because Shen, as Shmuel would suggest, is already included in Shor, because Shor means Kol Mili de Shor. Shor includes Keren, Shen, and Regel. And now we begin today's Shir. Ushmuel Nami Hotanale Shor. What does Shmuel do with that which Rav just said, why he doesn't like Shmuel's opinion that Mava means Shen? In fact, it makes sense that Shor should include Keren, Shen, and Regel. So the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yehuda Tana Shor LeKarnoi Umava LeShinoi." Shmuel is of the opinion that we divide Shor up into two categories: that Shor will equal Karen, and Mava will equal Shen. Rashi points out that the Gemara later will ask on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, "What happened to Regel? Regel is missing." But meanwhile, we've answered that at least we have Karen and Shen included in the Mishnah. So Mava does not mean Adam, but rather it refers to Shen, with Shor meaning Karen. And now Shmuel is explaining what the next part of the Mishnah is. The next part of the Mishnah said, Loi harea shor karea mava, v'loi harea mava karea shor, which means you cannot learn one from the other. And v'hachi kamar, this is according to my pshat that mava is shen and shor means karen. This is what the Mishnah means to say: loy roya karen shein anola zekoy roy hashen sheyesh anola zekoy. As Rashi explains, you cannot learn shen from karen. If the Torah would have said karen is chayiv, you would not automatically learn from that shen, because karen is ein hanola zekoy and shen is yesh hanola zekoy. So first of all, we have to understand, as Rashi is going to point out, top Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that whenever we have in Shas, loy roi ze karoi ze, loy harei hashor, like in our Mishnah, loy harei hashor karei amave, loy harei amave karei hashor, the first one that's listed is the malamed. The second one is the nilmad. What is being learned, from where you're learning it, the Malamed is always listed first. And Rashi is going to bring a Raya on Dalet Amud Aleph from our mission itself to this point. So therefore, if this is correct, then if we look at what the Gemara is saying now, Loi Roya Karen She'ena Nola Zeke Kiroya Shen She'esha Nola Zeke, it means that you cannot learn out Shen from Karen. Karen being the Malamed, and Shen being that which is learned out from the Malamed. And if this is so, the Gemara that we just learned is a Pella. And Rashi, in fact, will tell us on Dalet Amud Aleph that the Gemara is going to include this in the question that the Gemara is going to have. Why is the Gemara Pella? Because just the opposite. If Karen is Ein Anol Azeka, which means it doesn't get pleasure from what it's doing when it gores, and yet the Torah says it's Chayiv, so Shen, which has Anol Azeka, where it does get pleasure by eating up the produce of somebody else's field, so certainly that is a reason for the owner to be Chayiv to pay for the damage of his ox. So why would I not learn out Shen from Karen? If Karen is the Melamed and I'm learning Shen from Karen, so what's the logic to say, no, if it would say Karen, I couldn't learn out Shen. Just the opposite. If it would say Karen, Kal v'chomer that I would learn out Shen. So we're going to address that question in one moment. Now the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. V'loy roy ha-shen, Shen kavanas l'hazik, Shen is not the same as Karen. Shen does not have kavana when it is mazik. It's just eating. It's kavana. Its intention is to eat. Kiroya Karen shekavanas lahazik. That's not the same. Karen doesn't have the same property as Shen because Shen has no kavana to damage. And Karen, when it gores the other, when one ox gores an ox or one ox gores a person, it has kavana in the goring to cause damage. So again, according to the axiom of Rashi, what are we learning from what? We're learning Karen from Shen. If the Torah had written Shen, I wouldn't be able to learn out Karen from it. Why? Because Shen, there's no kavana to be mazik, and Karen, there is kavana to be mazik. So on this, the Gemara is going to right away ask this question. The law of kal v'chomeru, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Just the opposite. What are you telling me if it would say Shen? I couldn't learn out Karen. Because Shen has no kavana to be mazik, and Karen does. And as if you tell me there's a chumra that Shen has, then it's logical. I couldn't learn out Karen from Shen because Shen has a chumra which Karen doesn't have. But here it's just the opposite. Karen has a kula. It's a kavanah selazik. And yet the Torah said, even though you ox don't have kavana, you just are eating somebody else's produce because you're hungry, but you don't have kavana to be mazik, and yet we're machai of your owner, he should have watched you. So certainly Karen, which has kavana to be mazik, that's certainly a reason to make the owner responsible to pay for the damage. That's what the Gemara's kasha is. V'lav kal v'chomeru. So what are you telling me if it would say Shen, I couldn't learn out Karen from Shen? The opposite, if it would say Shen, I certainly could learn out Karen from Shen. And Rashi points out in the top Rashi that the Gemara's question is not only on this second part of the Loi Roi, but even on the first part. What was the first Loi Roi? The first one was Loi Roi a Karen She'ein Hano Lezekoi Keroi a Shen She'esh Hano Lezekoi. You cannot learn out Shen from Karen. So the Rashi says the Gemara means to ask also on the first limud. What do you mean you can't learn out Shen from Karen? Of course you could learn out Shen from Karen because Karen has no anah and yet the Torah was Makayiv. So Shen, which has pleasure when it's eating, so certainly the owner is responsible to watch his animal not to have pleasure from somebody else and get away with it without paying. That's a kal v'chomer that you should be able to learn out Shen from Karen. So we'll see in a moment what the Gemara's answer to this question is. But Rashi says, wait a second. How do I know that? How do I know that the first one that's listed is the Melamed? Maybe the second one that's listed is the Melamed. And then everything would make sense if that were true. Because let's go back to Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom. Loi roya Karen Shen Anol Azeka, Karoya Shen Shiesh Anol Azeka. If it would say Shen being the Melamed, the second one being the Melamed, I couldn't learn out Karen. Oh, that makes sense. Because Shen is Hanol Azekai, and Karen isn't. So maybe Shen is Chayiv, and Karen is not Chayiv, because it's not Hanol. The same thing here on Dalet Amud Aleph. If I say that the second one is the Melamed, the teacher, then it would make sense. Loi Roya Shen, Shen Kavanas L'Azik, Roya Karen, Shen Kavanas L'Azik. If it would have stated Karen, then I couldn't learn out Shen. Karen being the Melamed, because Karen is Kavana Lahazik and Shen is not Kavana Lahazik. Maybe only when you have Kavana Lahazik you're Chayav. So why not learn the Mishnah that way? Says Rashi, because from our Mishnah itself, we see that that's not the Derech of the Shas. The Derech of the Shas is that the first one that's mentioned is always the teacher, the Melamed. What's the proof? Because our Mishnah says, the Loi Roi, It says further in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah want to say? Why don't you just have mave? And shor, whatever mave means, rav l'shitasa and shmul l'shitasa, have mave and shor, and we'll learn how to eish. So Gemara says you cannot do that, because mave and shor have one characteristic common denominator that eish does not have, and what is that? Because they are ruachayim, they're living things, they're shor and an adam, or shor and shor, according to Shmuel, and eish is ain by ruachayim. So what do you see clearly from that part of the Mishnah? That we're trying to learn eish from a common denominator of mav and shor, and we say no, because mav and shor have something that eish doesn't have. So it's clear from our Mishnah that the first one is the melamed, the second one is what you're learning from the melamed. And the melamed, as Gemara asks, if that's so, then I don't understand what you're saying. In both cases, there should be a kal v'chomer that you should be able to learn out one from the other. Answers the Gemara, no. So our Gemara is addressing the second question, itzrich. You would need it. You cannot tell me it's a kal v'chomer that if shen is ain kavanas la'asik, so certainly I could learn out karen from shen. Why? Because sal kedat chamina, I would have thought, midi dehavei ha'eved v'ama. We find a precedent that you have people that have das. This is an eved and an amma, a servant, a slave, and a maidservant. And eved va'amma isn't the halacha, lav, isn't it so, that afa gav the kavanas lahazik, even though they have intention to do damage, afilo hachim patiri. They are potter. And the Pnei Yeshua points out, not only are they themselves potter, but the master is potter. He doesn't have to pay if his Eved Vama do damage. Hachanami Leishna, here will be the same thing. In other words, the Gemara is trying to say that what you thought, that Kavana Lahazik, is definitely a factor which will make the person Chayiv. We have a precedent by all the Amma and Eved that is not so. Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi to this, Otu Eved V'Amo Lav Taimer Rabba Ispu. Is there not a great reason why they are an exception to the rule? Now, of course, if you ask anybody logically, if someone doesn't have Kavanah to Mazik, and someone does have Kavanah to be Mazik, which one should be Chayav? Everybody will say logically, the one who has Kavanah to be Mazik. Ah, you bring me Amo and Eved that they have Kavanah to Mazik, and they're Potter, and their Odin is also Potter for them. There's a reason for that. Why? Because Shem, Ayak Tanu Rabbi. Maybe his rabbi will get him upset. V'yelech v'yadlech gedisha shel chaveri, and he'll go and take out his revenge against his master, and he'll burn down the gadish of his friend. If the rabbi would have to always pay for the damages that his Eved Vama do, and the Eved Vama would be potter, so it would come out, the Eved Vama has a good way to take revenge against, if he's upset against the boss, go burn down somebody else's field, and my master will always have to pay. So it seems that this is a din de rabbanon, a takana mid rabbanon. Really, mid raisi should be chayiv, but the rabbanon said he's not chayiv because this damage could come out. The eved could damage the master. Now, the question that the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Oizer Grudzinski Zitzal, in Shas and Shuvas Achiezer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Chaf Aleph, Oy Zion, what his question is, what happens if we know 100% sure that the Eved or Amma had no malicious intention, and they damaged somebody else's Gadish, they burnt it by accident? Do we know for sure? There's not a shadow of a doubt that it was a total accident. Maybe then the master should be Chaim. If the whole reason is because the Eved shouldn't take out revenge when he's upset against his master, here where we know that he's doing it unintentionally, maybe the master should be b'chayiv. However, Reb Chaim Oizer brings down the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, Perik al Halacha Tes, and I quote, says the Rambam, She'ein Odom Chayiv al Niske Avodav, a person is not chayiv on the Nizakim of his Eved, Afal Pishay Memoinei, even though they're the same as a shor, they're his. His property, they belong to him. Why? Says the Rambam, Mipnei sheyesh bem das. They have a separate mind. The ain yachal shomer. He can't watch them. So from the Rambam, it would seem that it's a gzeiras hakasav. It's a din from the Torah that only a shor that belongs to you, who doesn't have a separate das, he doesn't have a mind of his own, so that the Torah made you mechuyev to take the proper protection. You have to lock the door to the barn. You have to make sure that your ox is protected from doing damage. But someone who has his own mind and is able to come up with ideas to cause damage, that the Torah was not mechayev you. And even though the Rambam himself, right after he made that statement, says, and I quote, "She'im yachisenu rabo yelich v'yad legodish be'el of dinner ukiyotze v'zeh mishar nizakin." The Rambam says exactly what our Gemara says. Because if the Eved gets angry at his master, he'll go and burn down somebody's field, and the master will have to pay 1,000 dinners. So the Meforshim explain that the Rambam is not saying that's the reason why the master is potter. The Rambam is just bringing, that's how the Rambam learns our Gemara. The Rambam is explaining that, why is there such a din d'oraisa? Because an eved has das. What's the proof that an eved has das? I'll give you a scenario. The Gemara here is just giving a scenario. Since we see he could take revenge against his master, that itself indicates that he is a thinking human being. A shor could never have that thought process. So therefore, the Rambam says that indicates that he has separate das. Since he has separate das, the Torah was never mechayev the master to guard over a human being who has his own separate intelligence. So the Reb Chaim Oizer says, according to the Rambam, if we say in fact it's a Gzeiras HaKosov, then even if we know for sure he didn't do it to retaliate against his master, the master is still putter, because it's a Gzeiras HaKosov that anyone who has das, you're an independent das, you the master are not responsible for. So the Gemara up to this point it remains with a question. How can you tell me, which we had right at the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, that you cannot learn out Karen from Shane? Shane is Ein Kavanas Elahazik, and Karen is Kavanas Elahazik, but it should be a Kal V'chomer. And the exception that you brought me from Alma V'Eved, that's a special reason why the Torah made the master potter. But normally, if you have Kavanah L'Hazik, it's definitely a reason to be more Mechayiv. So for Karen, it's a Kal V'Chomer. If Shen is Chayiv when ain't Kavanah L'Hazik, why don't I learn out Karen from Shen, that's Kavanah L'Hazik. Tosfos is busy trying to explain what the Havamin of the Gemara was. Because right now, what we're going to do in the next line is we're going to change what Rabbi Yehuda says to answer Shmuel. We're going to change it totally around where it makes sense. The question is, what was the Gemara's Havamin? It doesn't make sense if it's a Kal V'chomer. Ella Parachachi. This is what you have to say is the reason why I cannot learn out Shen from Karen, and I cannot learn out Karen from Shen. Loi roya Karen shekavanasa lahazik, karoya Shen shein kavanasa lahazik. This is the reason why I can't learn out Shen from the Melamed. Again, the first one is always the Melamed. You know why I can't learn out Shen from Karen? Because Karen has something stronger which Shen doesn't have. Then there's no Kal V'chomer. What's the strong point of Karen which Shen doesn't have? Kavanas Elahazik. Shen has no Kavanas Elahazik. Maybe you're only chayv as a nezek if it's Kavanas Elahazik. But if you don't have intention to do damage, you're potter. And then we could say the reverse also. You know why I can't learn out Karen from Shen? If the Torah had stated Shen, V'loy roya Shen she'eish hanol azikai, k'roya Karen she'eish hanol azikai. I can't learn out Karen from Shen because Shen has a strong point over Karen. Shen, he has pleasure. So maybe the Torah was only mechayev the master to watch his animal when he gets pleasure out of it. But by Karen, where he doesn't get any pleasure from it, maybe there the Torah didn't hold the owner so responsibly and be potter. That's why I cannot learn out Karen from Shen. I can't learn out Shen from Karen. Now the Gemara asked the question that Rashi told us on Gimel Amud Beis, which is a problem in the whole pshat over here. You told me that Mave Shen. You told me, according to Shmuel, that Shor is Karen. V'regel Mai. What happened to Regel? Sharyeh. Is that left over? What happened to Regel? The Gemara answers, no, Regel is also included. Where is Regel included? Not openly in the Mishnah, but there's like a hint to it. Kishehizik chav hamazik lasuye Regel. When the Mishnah says, and Toisvus in Divri Hamazik kishehizik, the third Toisvus on the Amid tells us, not the kishehizik chav hamazik of Beis Amid Aleph of our Mishnah, but rather the next Mishnah on Tes Amid Beis, where these identical words are repeated, kishehizik chav hamazik lishal. So why do we repeat those words in Testament days? That is Lasuye Regel. That is to include Regel. So now we have all three things covered. Ask the Gemara, Vilisnaya Behedja. Why is Regel a stepchild? It has, why is Regel an orphan that the Shen and Karen are written beferish? Shor and Maveh means Karen and Shen, according to Shmuel. And Regel, I know, because it's included in the general rule of Kishehizik Chava Mazik L'Shalom. Write it beferish in the Mishnah, Regel. El Amar Rava, Rava says, according to Shmuel, a different pshat. Not that Shor is Karen and Mavishen, but Tana Shor L'Ragloi U'Mavilishinoi. Shor is Regel, you're right, good point. Shor is Regel, U'Mavilishinoi and Mavishen. Now we have to understand what the Mishnah meant, that Loi Roy, Shor, and Mava. So we say like this, Loi Roy, a Regel. Regel, the Melamed, has a strong point which Shen doesn't have. What's the strong point of Regel? Shezeka Matsui. That it, when it does, wherever it goes, whatever's under its feet, it breaks. Karoya Shen, that Shen is not the same as Regel. Shein Hazeka Matsui. Not wherever it goes, it eats. It's frequent, but not as frequent as Regel. Regel, literally, wherever it walks, if there's anything under its feet, it's going to break it. The Loi Roy Hashen, and Mave, according to Shmuel, which is Shen, that it cannot be a Melamed for Regel. Why? It has a Chumra, which Regel doesn't have. Sheyesh HaNol HaZek, it has pleasure. Karoya Regel, like Regel. Shein HaNol HaZek, so you cannot learn out Regel from Shen, and you cannot learn out Shen from Regel. Now, the Gemara asks a similar question to what I asked before. The Karen Ma, what happened to Karen? Why is Karen the stepchild? Shirei, you left it over? What happened? It's gone? No, it's included. Where is it included? On Daf Testament Days. Again, Kishehizik, Chavamazik, Lasuye Karen. That adds Karen. Now we have all three. Ask the Gemara what we asked before. Vilisnai Behedja. Why don't you learn Karen Beferish in the Mishnah? And now the Gemara has a very good Teretz. You know which of us are written in the Mishnah, the only ones that are mu'ud b'tchila, like Eish, Shen, Regel, they pay Nezek Shom right away. But b'tamin, u'l'b'soif mu'adin le'kamayri, but tam, that becomes a mu'ud, in the case of Karen, which first it pays for the first three times the chatzin Nezek, and then on the fourth time it pays Nezek Shom, that our Mishnah is not discussing. The Sefer Kais Yeshuas asks the question, why don't I say that Shor is Keren and Mave is Shen? Why doesn't it say Regel? I'll tell you why. Because Regel has a Tolda in it which is not like the Av. What Tolda is that? We're going to learn that further in the Masechta. That's called Sroros. That if an animal hits a pebble over here, it bounces, the pebble bounces up and it destroys a Keli someplace else. So there's a special Halacha that Chatzin Nezek Sroros, that all Sroros pays Chatzin Nezek. We don't find such a thing by other toldos. Other toldos, the tolda has the exact same din of da'av. If da'av is nezek shalom, the tolda is nezek shalom. By Karen, da'av is chatzi nezek the first three times by tam. So any tolda would also be chatzi nezek. But to have da'av regel is nezek shalom. And the tolda is chatzi nezek, that the tolda is not identical to the da'av, that's only unique by regel. So why don't we say that Shor is Karen and Mave is Shen? You ask me a question, why doesn't it say Regel? Because Regel is included in Kshehizik Chavamazik. Why don't you say Regel Beferish? Because Regel has something, an oddity, which the other two don't have, which the Tolda is not like the Av. Answers the Sefer Tshuvas Ner Lamor, that this
Bemes is a machloikis. Not everybody agrees. We'll see that later in the Masechta. That some hold that Shroris does pay Nezik Sholom. So this Teretz of the Gemara would get into the machloikis Hishnuya. It's totally a machloikis. The Gemara would rather give a Teretz which is according to everybody. To say that Tam is Chatzi Nezik and Muad is Nezik Sholom, and we're only talking about things that are Muad Mitchila, that's less Mandapalik, and therefore we'd rather say that Shor means Regel, Mave means Shen, and Karen is included in Bemeitav, in Chava Mazik, in the Mishnah of Testament Beis, because we're not discussing in our Mishnah Avos, which are not of Mitchila, which are only Tam Mitchila. Continues the Gemara, Ushmuel, my time, Alamar Karab. So far, we understand why Rav didn't hold like Shmuel. We also explained how Shmuel rebuts Rav's tying against him. Now we go the opposite. Shmuel, my time, Alamar Karab. What didn't Shmuel like about Rav's pshat that Mava means Adam? Amar Loch Shmuel will tell you, Esal Kedatach Adam. If you're going to think that Mava means Adam, Haktani Seifa. This is a Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, where it says, Beferish Adam. Shor Hamuad, that if a Tam did damage four times, on the fourth time he becomes a Muad, he pays Nezik Sholom. There it lists all the five cases of Tamin and the five cases of Muadin. And in there it includes Shor Hamuad, who did it four times, Shor Hamazik B'Shus HaNizik, as Rashi brings down, this is the sheet of Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon holds on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, Mishuna Keren B'Shus HaNizik Nezik Sholom Misham. That if an ox gores in the property of a Nizik, there he has to pay Nezik Sholom and not Chatzi Nezik. And the final one that the Gemara is quoting here is V'Adam. And Adam is Nezik Sholom. So, says Shmuel, what are you telling me that Mava means Adam? Adam is already listed in Daf Tes of Avim Beis. Ask the Gemara according to Shmuel, the listing Bereisha. So why, in fact, wasn't Adam written in Daf Beis Amid Aleph? According to Shmuel, the Gemara answers that Shmuel holds Beniskei Mamon Kamari, Beniskei Gufer Lo Kamari. That our Mishnah Beis Amid Aleph is only speaking about Nizakim of my property, where my shore, for example, my Eish, my fire, my boar, that they cause damage. Beniskei Gufer, what I myself am doing damage. Lo Kamari is not speaking about. Frag the Gemara, V'Rav Nami, and Rav also. Haktani Adam Besev. Now, by the way, in this last thing that we just learned, Niske Gufoy Loi Kamairi, there's a machloikis. Some achronim say that this is like an independent answer now. In other words, we don't have to say, what was our question before? Why isn't Adam written on Daf Beis Amid Aleph? Why is it only written on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis? So we said that. As we asked according to Shmuel, why doesn't Shmuel hold that Mava means Adam? So Shmuel gave a teretz because Adam is listed on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis already. Now that the Gemara says Beniskei Gufoy Loi Kamairi, we have another teretz. Even if Adam wasn't written on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, Shmuel could say that our mission is only discussing our Bavis Nezikin of my Mammon. It's not speaking about of my Guf. However, the Panim Me'irois learns that one is a follow-up of the other. Since the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, according to Shmuel, has already said Adam, so now Shmuel says it makes sense to me that the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph is only Niskei Memoinoi, and Niskei Gufoi we're going to have a further on Tezvav Amid Beis. Someplace we do have to mention Adam, so it's good. Now that I know Adam on Tezvav Amid Beis, I can say the follow-up that Beis Amid Aleph is speaking about Niskei Memoinoi, and we're not talking about Niskei Gufoi. And I think, according to the Panim Me'irois, the flow of the Gemara works in very well into the next question of the Gemara. What's the Gemara say next? V'Rav Nami Haktani Adam B'Seifa. Rav, how come Rav says Mav is Adam? It says Adam on Tezvav Amid Beis. So it seems from our Gemara, like the Panim Me'irois, it works very smooth. That even when the Gemara says that Beniskei Gufoi Loi Kamairi, the Gemara is predicating that on the fact that Niske Gufa is written someplace. Where is that? Like the Panamira says, that's on Daf Tezvah Amud Beis. We have Adam on Tezvah Amud Beis. So then if so, what does Rav do with Shmuel's Taina? Shmuel says, since I already have Adam on Tezvah Amud Beis, what do I need Adam as to be Mave? Mave means Shen. So what does Rav do with that point? The Adam is already written in the Sefer. Amar Lach Rav. So Rav will answer, you know why we listed Adam there? Really, Mave is Adam. Why is it repeated on Tezvah Amud Beis? Because since that mission is going through all the lists of Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Muadin, also I tell you, there's another Muad Mitchila. Which one is that? That's Adam. I know I mentioned it on Beis Amud Av, but you're making a list here of what are considered Tam from the beginning and what are considered Muadin from the beginning. The answer is Adam is one of them. Tosfos speaks out that Shmuel doesn't like that. Why? Because Shmuel says that if there was no chiddush, the Mishnah wouldn't repeat it. For example, Tosfos Diri Amaskel Mechashri Radim Adam says that Shen, there's a chiddush there in that Mishnah. It says that it's Muad Lechol Asaroyla. The only thing Shen is chayiv is if it's something that an animal normally eats. If it's something an animal doesn't normally eat, it's not chayiv. Regel, it says over there, is Muad only Lishaber Derech Hilucha. If it breaks it, not derech hilucha, that's not part of regel. So there, Shen and Regel are repeated. There's a chiddush. But just to say, Adam's repeated to say it's a muad, if there wouldn't be any chiddush, Shmuel holds the Mishnah wouldn't repeat it. So that's the point of contention here between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says we mention Adam even though there's no chiddush. It was already mentioned on Beis Amud Av, but he's included as one of the Adam. Shmuel says, I wouldn't mention it unless there was a chiddush. There's no chiddush. Don't mention it. So that's why Shmuel holds muad, that Adam is Tezvah Amud Beis, the only place it's mentioned. Mave on Beis Amud Aleph is Shen. Now, how do I learn the next part? According to Rav, that Mave is Adam, and the shore means everything that has to do with a shore, Karen, Shen, and Regel. Umay loy hare, what does it mean that shore is not like Mav and Mav is not like shore? According to Shmuel, we already explained it. But how do, with Karen and Shen, with Regel and Shen. But according to Rav, how do you explain it? So it means like this, hachi kamer, loy roy ashor shemeshalem es hakeifer. Shore has one thing that Adam doesn't have. Shore pays to the yarshim, kaifer. Adam, b'shoigeg, he goes into galus if he kills, and b'mezid, he's chayv misa. But there's no such concept of kaifer. That's only by a shor. Karoy Adam, she'enem isha, Mr. Kaifer. Adam doesn't have any payment. When an Adam kills somebody, it's either galus or misa. There's no concept of kaifer. So I can't learn Adam from shor. V'loy roya Adam, she'chayv b'arba dvorim, karoy ashor, she'en b'arba dvorim. I cannot learn shor from Adam, because Adam, besides Nezek, Rashi says Nezek, we don't mention, really this Chamisha Dvorim, Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishes. Nezek is how much he's worth less without an arm. Tsar is how much he would pay to get if you had to lose an arm, the difference between chopping it off with a sword or getting anesthesia and losing it. And Ripui is doctor bills. Shevis is unemployment, and Boish is shame. So Nezek, an animal and a man are equal, but a man, when he damages, has to pay four things extra over a shor. That's Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishes. So I cannot learn out shor from Adam. I cannot learn out shor from Mava, which according to Rav is Adam, because Mava has four Nezikin payments, which shor does not have. Hatzara Shavishabed. Now we have to continue to the next part of the Mishnah. What is the Tzara Shavishabed between Mave and Shor? Hatzara Shavishabed. Shadar Kon Lahazik. The Derech is to make Hezek. Ask the Gemara, Vichy Shor, Darko Lahazik? Bishloim, according to Shmuel, that what does Shor mean? regel. So regel is not galahazik. But according to Rav, what does shor mean? Karen. Shed and regel. Karen goring, that's not in the nature of an animal to gore. That's not dark galahazik. So according to Rav, how does he understand Pshat in the Mishnah that atzad shavish but is dark galahazik? The Gemara answers, bemu'ed. When it did it already three times, this is the fourth time, then it's considered dark galahazik. Ask the Gemara, umu'ed dark galahazik? Mu'ed is considered dark galahazik. It's still not the nature. I can understand that mu'ed is, it's not safe. You have to watch him. He might go ahead and, again and damage a fourth time. But could I call it that it's the very nature of this ox, which normally is a calm animal, that you're going to say it's the derech is to go out and do damage? So Gemara says, Kivin the Ayayed Urchu, since he was a Mu'ed, then it is his way. The Rabbi Reuven Grzovsky explains Pshat here. The Gemara's kasha was that how can you consider the whole min, the whole group of oxen to be considered dark alahazik? The Gemara says, you're right. Oxen as a group are not. But this ox, by doing this already four times, he's proven that he's an exception to the rule. This ox is Takadarka Lahasik, and we're looking specifically at this ox. The Gemara says, wait a second, according to Rav, what does Mava mean Adam? According to Shmuel, Mava means Shen. So the next part of the Mishnah will make sense. But if you say Mav is Adam, what's the next part? Adam, Dark and Lahazik? You're saying both of them are Dark and Lahazik. Is a person Dark and Lahazik by nature? Maybe a terrorist is Dark and Lahazik, but a regular, not a para Adam. He is not dark alahazik. The Gemara answers, be yashan, he's sleeping. And when he's sleeping, it's considered dark alahazik. Ask the Gemara, yashan dark alahazik? When he's sleeping, it's also considered that it's his nature to be mazik? The Gemara says, yes, kivin the kayif upasha. Since while he's sleeping, he bends and stretches his feet, urchehu, it's considered his nature. So look for a second in the third bottom taisus, divya maskal, kivin the kayif upasha urchehu. Tosis brings an interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi yesh di yoshin loy mechayiv ella kishehishkiv atzmi etzel kelim. Etzel akelim. If he went to sleep and kelim were right next to him, so you're going to turn over in your sleep, you're going to stretch your legs, then it's considered the derech that you're going to be mazik. Avalim yoshin veviu kelim etzloy. But if he was sleeping and in his sleep, while he was sleeping, somebody brought kelim and put him next to him, vishavin he broke him potter. Dehem gormaloy. He's not at fault. The other people who brought it, they're at fault. V'chein, im ha'yo yoshin v'al ha'chaver lishin etzlo v'zikoy zeh zeh harishin potter v'achon chayiv. If a person was sleeping and the other guy goes down next to him, sleeps right next to him. So Reuven, who was sleeping, if he's mazik Shimon, he's potter. Because when I went to sleep, you weren't here. But Shimon, if he's mazik Reuven, is chayiv. Because you knew Reuven sleeping right next to you, you're other mood loyalim that you're going to damage him. So of course, this halacha of Yashin is Urche is only if when he went to bed he knew that he could do damage while he was sleeping. Continues the Gemara, it says further in the Mishnah, and we're trying to understand the whole Mishnah according to Rav, Ushmirasan Alecha, you have to guard them. Now the terminology, as Rashi points out here, the terminology Ushmirasan Alecha is you and the item that you have to watch are two separate entities. You have to watch your Eish, you have to watch your Shor. But Adam Shmiras Gufay Alavu, how are you making the Adam and himself as two separate entities? The Adam has to guard himself. What do you mean? The Adam, you have to guard him. Him is me. I and him are the same person. The Lashon of Shmirasan Alecha would indicate, like Shmuel, that Mave means Shen, ashore. Ah, ashore. You have to watch the shore. But how could Mave be an Adam? You have to watch yourself. And the Lashon is that you were watching another entity. The Ulatamech, according to you, Hodatani Karna. That which Karna learned. Karna was a contemporary of Shmuel. And he had brises in the Zakin, which were called Nezikin the Bei Karna. And in those brises, he had the following brisa, Arbo of his Nezikin, Vodim Echmed. And one of them, it states, Beferish, is Adam. And it says the same lashon ushmiras nolecha in his brisa. I have the same kashan karna adam shmiras gufi alavu. Does a person have to? A person has to watch himself. So what's the lashon shmiras nolecha? Elok at amalei rabavu latana. Rabavu has said to the tana who taught brises, and he was about to teach the brisa of nezikin debekarna, and he told this teacher of brises, when you learn that brisa of rabavu of Rav Kana, of Karna, to me, learn it this way. Adam Shmiras Gufoy Olav. Ein Achanami. Don't learn it Shmiras Nolecha. That wouldn't make sense. It's two entities. Here you talk about one entity. But rather learn, a person has to watch himself. As we turn to Davdalid Amid Beis, Achanami, Tani, Adam Shmiras Gufoy Olav. So I'll give the same teretz as Rabbi Avua did over there in our Mishnah, that Ein Achanami, if you learn according to Rav, that Mav is Adam, you're going to have to change the gears in the Mishnah. By Adam, he has to watch himself. Maskelor Rav Mori. Ramori had the following question. Ve'ema mavizamayim. Maybe mav in fact means water. And the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk from Yeshaya that mav could mean water. So Toisvis, top Toisvis, second line asks, v'im taimer ve'echim siv mayim b'tayra. We know that part of calling something a mazik, avos nezikin, must be that it's a pasuk in the Tyra. Where's the pasuk in the Tyra? So Toisvis answers that the word in the Torah that would indicate this is Vishilach es Be'iroi. It says he sends his cattle into somebody else's field. It uses the word Vishilach. And Vishilach, I have a pasuk in Iyuv, Vishaleich Mayim al Pnei Chutzais, that water goes out of its boundaries. So we see the word Shaleich is referred to Mayim, and the Torah also used the word Vishilach es Be'iroi. So I could say that's Merum is in what the Torah. The Ravid here has a beautiful pshat. The Ravid says the Gemara doesn't mean to actually say that there's an Av Nezikin called Mayim. Taisa's kash is very strong. Where it's a little daichik to say that's included Vishilach as Biur. We're talking about cattle, and we're saying the Vishilach's Maram is to Mayim. So the Ravid says all the Gemara means to ask is how do you Rav and Shmuel have a machloikis whether Mave is Shen or Mave is Adam? I have a pasuk that Mave could mean Mayim. If so, why do you state this Av Nezikin in the Lashon of Mave? Say clear what you're talking about. Either Adam or you're talking about Shen. But to say Mave, that's not a clarity, because Mave, I could say I have precedent that Mave could mean. Could mean Mayim. So the Rashi is saying the Gemara doesn't really mean to say it. But the Gemara is just saying you're using an unclear language, since Mave could also mean Mayim, and as we'll soon see, the Gemara says Mave could even mean Eish. So your Lashon of Mave is not a clear Lashon. That's the Pshat according to the Rashi. Where do we find that Mave is Mayim? Kedichsiv, Kiktoyach Eish Hamasim. Just like fire burns meltable things, as Rashi says, it burns Zevs and Shava, tar and wax. Mayim Tiveish. Water will cause hot bubbles when it comes in contact with fire. And the pasuk in Yeshaya concludes, Lahidi Hashem Chalitzarecha. So too, when you, Hashem, wipe out all your enemies and you melt all your enemies, your name should be known in the entire world. So meanwhile, what do we see? That Mayim has the Lashon of Tiva. Ask the Gemara, Miksiv Mayim Navu. Mayim is Lashon Rabin. So if the Tiva was going underwater, it should have use a Lashon Rab Navu. Tiveish Ksiv. It says Tiveish. A, it says singular, which is fire. And secondly, it's feminine, which again would refer more to the fire. So Rashi explains, when the water and the fire come in contact, it's the fire that makes the water, that has an effect on the water, not the water effect on the fire. Meaning that the fire makes bubbles, ababuois. In kashrus, we're used it's considered resicha when it makes ababuois. It makes bubbles, and eventually those bubbles become a steam, and it disappears into the atmosphere. So it's the fire that's having an effect on the water. So mayim is not an av. The lashon tiva doesn't refer to mayim. The lashon tiva in the singular feminine refers to the eish that's making the bubbles in the water, and just like the bubbles eventually disappear, all your enemies should disappear. Maskela Rav Zvid. So this begs the question: ve'ema mavizah eish. Good, you showed me that mava can't be mayim, but maybe mava means eish. As you pointed out, tiv is referring to fire. So maybe, in fact, mava means fire. How do you say that mava means shen or adam? If mava means eish, then the whole rest of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Why? My hamava vahever. The Mishnah says arba avos tzik hashor abor amava hever. You just said that mava is eish, then you repeat a hever, which is also eish. So the Pnei Yeshua points out, it's an obvious, if so, what was the Gemara's hava mina? The Gemara's hava mina was that there's two types of eish. There's an eish that I make in my property with the kavana that it should burn my friend's property. Then there's, that's mava. Then there's a tiver. A tiver is, I have a fire, I'm making a barbecue in my property, I'm not careful that the wind that's coming is going to blow it to my friend's property and burn his property down. That's tiver. So mav is where I have kavana, and tiver where I was negligent in my shmira. So there's two types of fire. But the Gemara says that's not enough of a reason to make it into two separate avos nezikin. So what's mav and hever? V'chi tiver pruchim afarish. Are you going to say maybe the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying mav, which means hever? It's one's explaining the other. Ihochi arba shloi shava. Then there's not arba avos nezikin. There's only three. V'chi tame, if you're going to answer me that pruchim afarish mav means hever. I only have three, not four. But shor includes two. Tana shor disbeitarti. Shor will include shen and regel. Karen we won't mention because it's not a muad mitchila like the Gemara said. What does it say further in the Mishnah? Don't learn out Eish from Mave and Shor, because Mave and Shor both have Ruach Chaim and Eish doesn't have it. What's the Loizevzeh? Not Mave and not Shor. What's Mave you're telling me? Eish. So how Eish my Ruach Chaim Isbei? If you're going on, if Eish is the Malamed, if that's what Mava means, what do you, how does the Mishnah say that has Ruachayim? Visu, I have a bigger kasha, my Kareo Eish. You're speaking about Eish. So it doesn't make sense in the Malamed, and then you're saying this, the Eish is not like Eish. The whole pshat of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. So therefore, it's clear that Mava couldn't mean Mayim, Mava couldn't mean Eish, and we're left with the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav holds Mava Zodim, and Shmuel holds Mava is Shed. Now, in our Mishnah, we had Arba Avos Nezikin, but we're now going to find a Braisa of Rabbi Ishia who learns that there's actually 13 Avos Nezikin, and Rav Chiya in tomorrow's Shir is going to tell us that there's actually 24 Avos Nezikin. Tani, Rabbi Ishia learned in the Braisa, Shloisha Aser Avos Nezikin. There are 13 avos nezikin, and what are they? Shemir chinam, vashoyel, noisesachar, vasoicher. First, we have the four dalid shomrim, as Rashi brings down. The parsha Rishon is speaking about a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is chayv for negligence, pshia. Then the second parsha is speaking about a noisesachar, which is someone I pay. He doesn't do it chinam for nothing, but he watches my article for pay. That's a Sharma Socher. He's chai for Gneva Veda. He's certainly chai for Pshia. A Socher is a Machloikas, whether he has a din of a Sharma Chinim or he has a din of a Sharma Socher, but he's included in one of those Parshias. And the third Parsha is the Parsha of Shoyel. A Shoyel is chayiv for everything, even Einstein, even if it was an accident. So those are the Dalit Sharma. Then you have the five payments for when a person damages his friend. And they are, and we explained it on Amud Aleph, Nezek, how much he's worth less now that, let's say, he lost an arm. Tsar, the pain that he has by getting it chopped off with a sword instead of anesthesia. Veripui, Dr. Bill Shevis, unemployment, Uboishis, and Shane. So you have four Shaimrim, five different damages is nine. Va'arba, the Maslis, not Tleiser, and the four of our mission is 13. V'tana didan, my time, only Tani Hani. Why didn't Artana mention the extra nine of Rab Aishia? So Bishlam, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, I have a good answer. Because our Mishnah is speaking about Beniske Momen Kamairi, as we learned on Amud Aleph. It's only speaking about when my property does damage. Beniske Gufoy, like Kamairi. When I do damage, it's not speaking about. So the Nezek Tzar Rippi Shavas Abayshis of Rabayshi is when I do damage. Our Mishnah is not speaking about it. The four Shaimrim is also I'm doing damage. Why? Because I'm not careful, and therefore things went wrong. So it's also considered niskei gufoy. Our Mishnah does not discuss things that are done by me personally. Elo le Rav listeni, but according to Rav, the mava means adam. So we are discussing things that I do myself, not only my possessions. So why aren't the nine additional avos of Rav Oishia mentioned in our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Tana adam v'chamilu de adam. Rav holds that once I say Adam, it includes all those nine. And these are just different examples of how an Adam could be Mazik, and therefore he doesn't delineate it and specify the other nine Avos. Rabbi Yoshia, Nami asked the Gemara, Hatanale Adam. So why, in fact, does Rabbi Yoshia go into these specifics? It says Adam in our Mishnah, according to Rav, and Adam includes everything. So why does Rabbi Yoshia make it specific? Why does he add on the other nine? Answers the Gemara. Trei Gavni Adam. Rabbi Yoshia says there are two kinds of Avos Nezikin, which include an Adam. Tana Adam, the Azik Adam. It speaks about in the Brisa of Rabbi Yoshia, Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boishis, that's when man damages man. Vitana Adam, the Azik Shoyer. And in our Mishnah, it lists Mave, according to Rav. Mave means Adam, but that's speaking about where an Adam does damage to other property, not when he's doing damage to a person. And in fact, Rashi points out these are two different psukim. Ayin tachas ayin, yad tachas yad, that whole parsha speaking about Adam who's damaging an Adam. Whereas, the other pasuk which says Make nefesh yishalmena, that pasuk is speaking about where an adam damages a shor. So you have two psukim. According to Rav Oishia, he discusses both, but the Mishnah has it all included in adam. Rav Oishia divides it into adam dazik adam and adam dazik shor. Rashi points out that it fits in very well in our Mishnah because one of the obvious in our Mishnah is bor, and we know that din is shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kalim. When it comes to bor is not chayiv when a person gets damaged or when kalim break. It's only chayav for shor and chamor. So you see, our mission is not speaking about a damage of against an adam. So who adin adam? That's mave, which is adam according to Rav, is not speaking about adam against adam. It's speaking about adam the azik shor. Ask the Gemara if you're going to divide up according to Rabbi Yoshia between adam the azik adam and adam the azik shor. Why don't you make the same delineation by shor? Because shor is also two psukim. Iachi shor nami listening trei gavni shor. Two types of shor. Listening shor the azik shor. Listening short as a godom. We could also divide up, and we don't. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my. What kind of question is that? How could you compare one to the other?" Bish loy ma'adam dazik shor nezik shal mudim shab. There's a difference if it's mave or if it's adam amazik another adam. Because when an adam is mazik is shor, he pays nezik shalom, and that's all. But adam dazik adam shalom abad vorm. Besides nezik, he has to pay tsar, ripui, shevis, and boishes. So that's in fact two separate kinds of adam. But el shor mali shor dazik shor mali shor dazik adam. By shor, it's two different psukim. But it's not different in halacha. It's the same halacha of a shor kills a shor, or of a shor is mazik and adam. Idividi nezik misham. He has to pay nezik. There's no difference. Ask the Gemara. I have one last question. The other four of Nezikin of Rav Oishia, which are the Adam Dazik Sharu. That's a case where an Adam was negligent, and through his negligence, he caused a damage to the shore that was entrusted to his guardianship. And Uktani and Rav Oishia did learn it. Now you told me that Rav Oishia, you told me that our Mishnah is speaking about Adam Dazik Shor, and then you have Adam Dazik Adam, which Rav Oishia added. But wait a second, Rav Oishia also added Adam Dazik Shor, which is the case of the Dalit Charmer. Why isn't that included in Mave? If you're telling me, according to Rav, that Mave means Adam, and what kind of Adam is it? Adam Dazik Shor damaged property, so why aren't the four Charmer included in Adam? They did negligence, they caused damage to the Shor. That's Adam Dazik Shor, that's Mave. Why did he make separate the four Sharmim? The Gemara answers, there's another subdivision. Tani Azekin to be a Dayim. Victoria Azekin. make it to Bemela. In our Mishnah, you're right, it's Adam Dazik Shor, but it's something, all the Avis in our Mishnah are ones where the Av Nezikin damages the thing itself. He causes a person to stumble, the boar, the person, the shor stumbles and hurts himself. The Eish burns. The Shen Varegel eats and damages while it's walking. The shor gores. All of these are where the item, the negligence of the person caused that his money may damage to other property. So that's Hazeka to be a dayim. However, the Shvor Shaimrim, that's not Hazeka to be a dayim. The Shaimachinim, the Shaimachinim, the Naisachim, the Saikar, they didn't cause direct damage. Indirectly, they caused damage. That's Pshat Hazeka to Mimela. They were negligent in their Shmira, in their guarding. So Mimela, something happened to the item that was entrusted into their guardianship. But that's not Hazeka to be a dayim, that's Hazeka to Mimela. Mimela, it comes out that Rav Oishia made two subdivisions that are not written in the Mishnah. First subdivision that he made is Adam Dazik Adam, because our Mishnah is only speaking about Adam Dazik Shor. And in Adam Dazik Shor itself, our Mishnah only included Hezek B'Yadayim, where it's a direct damage of the Adam to the property. And in our Brice of Rabbi Ishiya, he included, even when it's indirect, it's through his negligence of Shmira, he included those as well. And that gives us a total, according to Rabbi Ishiya, of 13. Tomorrow Shir will see Rabchia, who makes it 24 of his Nezikin.